It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show reminding you, and never ever forget this. Chris, you didn't have the soundboard on? So they got the last part of the... You know what, Chris? I'm not replaying it. You know why I'm not replaying it? Because I want you to own that screw up. This is on you. Just, I want you to feel the shame. Just think about this, Chris. I want you to think about this moment. We're going to die one day. I am. You are. We're going to die. But because of this weird electronic era we live in, the podcast version of the show will live on long after we're gone. It'll be out there somewhere in cyberspace. So your kids and their grandkids may one day be listening to the sultry sounds of my voice. And in this moment, they will know that you messed something up. And I've decided the most effective punishment is leaving it there. I want it left right there, Chris. Don't you dare edit the podcast afterwards either. I already know what you're thinking. It stays right there, Chris. We have another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You know what? If we can't play Howard Dean, let's at least play our esteemed senator. Now, let's have a chat. I would tell you that I don't like doing this, but the truth is, America is in such need of a father. I do like doing this. We're going to address this Mexico, military and Mexico thing in a second. But it reminds me, I remember this one time. I think I was 20, 21. I was young. I was young. And I had a cell phone, sadly, not with Pure Talk. I'm not going to go into that detail, but I had a cell phone and I canceled it because I was going overseas and I got a bill for the entire month that I had canceled when I only had my cell phone there for, I think it was a week into the month or something like that, but I canceled it and they sent me this bill for the whole month. And I said, no, I'm not paying it. Not paying that bill. That's unjust. I had it for a week. That's unjust. And this is why America needs a dad, which I'm about to be. I remember telling my mother that that was unjust, and she agreed. That is wrong. These companies are terrible. I can't believe they did that to you. And then I remember saying the same thing to my father. And you know what he said to me? I remember it like it was yesterday. I bet you he doesn't even remember this. Well, that's stupid. Why are you doing that? I said, well, Dad, you don't understand. I only had it for a week. I didn't have it the whole month. I'm not paying. Oh, okay. So the multi-billion-dollar corporation gives a crap about your $20 bill and you're going to destroy all the credit that you've built up over the years out of what? Principle for not paying for 1 month? Pay the bill and don't be an idiot. Okay, Dad, you're right. I'll go pay the bill. And I went and paid the bill. America needs Dad. They need my dad, but since he can't have a radio show, now you're going to get it. I understand what happened in Mexico. I've had some people go down there for tummy tuck surgery. I'm just glad the entire cast of The View made it back okay, but they went down there for tummy tuck. What, Chris? They went down there for tummy tuck surgery. In all seriousness, four of them get kidnapped, two of them get killed, and now I wake up today and I see something that is gaining steam. And I've seen this actually for the past couple months. Fentanyl is killing 100,000 Americans. It's coming in from Mexico. It originates in China, gets to Mexico, they traffic it in. So it's killing Americans. Now we have Americans dying in Mexico. I wake up to headlines like this. Graham says he will introduce bill to set the stage for the U.S. to use military force in Mexico. This has become a mainstream GOP talking point. I see congressmen saying it. I see senators saying it. I see presidential candidates saying it. We will use the military to crush the cartels. And maybe when you hear that, you like it. Maybe you sit back and you cheer. And if that's the case, all I'm going to tell you is this. Sit down for a moment. Just give me a few minutes. Let's walk through this like adults. No, mommy. No, that's a good idea, sweetheart. Sit down with Dad for a couple minutes, and then let's revisit this. Because this is honestly, gosh, I'm trying to think. Chris, how long have we been working together? Almost 5 years? So I've heard some dumb things. I worked with Chris for almost 5 years. This might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. I'm sure there may be things that are dumber, but this may be the dumbest thing I have ever heard in my entire life. Now, let's pause for just a moment, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to just do some basics and walk through why this is stupid. First and foremost, let me ask you something. Do you understand how much trade we do with Mexico back and forth? Do you understand it? Well, I didn't ask whether you love it or hate it. Do you understand how much their economy and our economy requires a cooperation, a mutual cooperation? Let me just clue you in. It's a lot. All right? It's a lot. Now, okay, but we're more powerful than Mexico, and we most definitely can dictate some terms to Mexico, as Trump did. I'm not bad-mouthing that at all. Back when Trump was president, had the Remain in Mexico policy, all those things. So I'm not saying that. But let's assume you want to send the military in to smash the cartels. Okay? Are we doing this with the cooperation of the Mexican federal government? Are they on board with this? And if you tell me yes, then I'm going to ask you, are you aware that every Mexican president for basically ever has been bought off in part by the Mexican cartels, including this one? Now, let's pretend for a moment. We're already going into the world of make-believe. Let's pretend that's not the case. Let's set that aside. And let's say that you get the Mexican federal government to allow a major U.S. military land invasion of their sovereign territory. Let me pause on this for a moment. Let's do a little thought experiment here. You know Joe Biden hates red America, right? You know that. I know that. Everyone knows that. Let's say we're not going to use Texas because that would be a little too on the nose between Texas and Mexico. Let's use Ohio. Ohio is a critically important state when it comes to electoral politics. Critically important. It's now blood red because Democrats are communists. Let's say Mexico gets really mad at the people of Ohio and they say to Joe Biden, hey, we want to invade Ohio. We're going to set up military camps in Ohio. Are you okay with that? And let's say, just for the sake of our stupid argument, Joe Biden says, you know what? You bet. Bunch of Republicans there anyway. Have at it. How would that go for Mexico? Where would they set up? Where would the Mexican people stage? In Ohio? No, you just have a bunch of Ohio cops and hunters and veterans shooting Mexicans. That's what you'd have. Okay, so not Ohio, Jesse. On the border. They'll set up on the border. Okay, so Pennsylvania. Ohio's just going to allow Pennsylvania to set up a massive operation right there on its border. West Virginia. I'm sure the West Virginians would be very understanding about the Mexican army setting up fortifications. I bring this up because even if you were to get the cooperation of the Mexican federal government, Mexico has states, many of them. Even if the federal government cooperated, you still have the Mexican state government you have to deal with. And oh, this is probably a very good time to mention that the Mexican states where the cartels are entirely controlled by the cartel. Not just the governor of said state, the Mexican police force of said state. So where exactly are the military bases going, the temporary military bases that we will need to set up down there? Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, forget about that. Forget the feds and the state government. No, we'll send in drones. Okay. What are we drone striking? Do you think the cartels in Mexico, do you think they have just some big warehouse out in the middle of the desert labeled fentanyl on the rooftop so they don't forget? And we'll just drop a drone strike in there. And also, not only is that where all the fentanyl is, that's where all the cartel guys live. It's just a big cartel camp. It's like cartel college. And that's where we keep all the fentanyl and the cartel guys live. Do you think that? The places where the cartels control the states in Mexico, the cartels are interwoven into the population. You're going to drone strike what? You're going to drone strike the building that's sitting right next to the Mexican schoolhouse? Oh, you don't want to kill a bunch of Mexican school kids? I would hope you don't. No, Jesse, well, forget about that. This is where you get... No, Jesse, we'll send in the SEALs. People love to use the SEALs. We'll send in Delta Force. We'll send a surgical team. I've seen the movie Sicario. Okay, Let's talk about that. We're going to have a very frank chat about this stupid thing that I continue to see in the news. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Maybe this was offensive and maybe it was a little too harsh for you. And I know what you're thinking, Jesse. I wish you would probably dial that down and make it a little softer. It's not that I need to be softer. It's that you need to be harder. You need some chalk in your life. Fellas, if you found a lot of that to be offensive and insulting, don't email the show. Go to chalk.com and get yourself a male vitality stack. If you found that to be too harsh, all that means is, hey, it happens. Your T levels have dropped. There's estrogens in the waters. It's in the plastic. It's everywhere. It's not even your fault. If you found that to be offensive, your T levels are too low, get yourself on a male vitality stack, all natural herbal supplements, 90 days, your T levels will be up 20%. Go back, listen to the segment again. You'll enjoy it next time. Ladies, same thing with you. If that was too much for your feels, go get on a female vitality stack. But either way, get a subscription because those are 35% off and only suckers pay full price. Go to chalk.com, promo code Jesse, chok.com, promo code Jesse, all right? We're not done on this invade Mexico thing. I can't take it. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Senator Lindsey Graham on Monday said he was prepared to introduce legislation to set the stage for U.S. military force in Mexico, saying it was time to get tough on the neighboring country. Let's continue our little chat. In case you missed it, I already went over the absolute insanity of thinking we'll just send a couple drones and bombers down there and we'll bomb those clearly labeled and definitely not around civilian fentanyl clinics and then just come home. That's insane. The cartels are woven into the community in the Mexican states, which they already run. Okay, well, let's not use the drones, Jesse. Let's send in SEAL Team 95. I saw it on Amazon. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're just getting smarter tonight. It's just you and me getting smarter. Here's what we're going to do. If you're driving, you're not allowed to do this. Truckers, be safe. Everyone else, I want you to pick up your phone, or maybe you're at your computer. I want you to do something for me because this helps me whenever I think about military matters and things like this. You ready? Chris, you doing it with me? Everyone ready? I'm doing it with you. I want you to go to the maps, and I want you to look at Mexico. I'm not insulting you. Stay with me. See that Mexico thing there? See that? Okay. It helps when you're discussing military engagements and military conflicts and wars. It always helps to look at a map. Now, the SEALs are going to go in. Okay? Where are they going in? How are they getting there? Well, Jesse, I've seen the movies. They'll do a halo jump. Okay, well, I'll give you that. That stands for high altitude, low. Why can't I think of the last word? Low. It means they drop from high altitude and they pull the chute real low. I can't believe I just screwed that up. I don't remember what it was. Low open. Yeah, that's right. Like halo jump. Okay. You're right. Let's drop in 20 SEALs. Take care of that cartel. Okay. Let's assume the cartel guys are having a big cartel meeting where you drop in the SEALs. How'd you come by that information? So we're going to get to the map in a second. Who gave you that information? I know you're used to, we're used to seeing satellite images on the new Jack Ryan series that can read a deck of playing cards in the space, but that actually isn't real intel that the SEALs could use to locate the cartel headquarters. When you want to locate the cartel headquarters in a given state, you have to infiltrate the local community who had its roads paved by the cartel, that couple across the street, the cartel paid for their wedding, the cartel funds the doctors, the cartel paid for the brand new school. So I would like to know which informants you have used within the community that have told you this is where the cartel is going to be at this given time. Let's just assume, and we've already ventured into the realm of ridiculousness, let's assume that you actually obtain said information, and your super SEALs, they halo jump down in there, and boom, 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 they have their cool NBGs on, which I don't own yet, sadly. They kill all their cartel guys inside of the warehouse. Yeah, nice! How'd they get out? Gonna drive? Gonna drive up the roads where the cartels have scouts all over. to say nothing of all the explosions everyone just heard. Now you have the Mexican state police going to that location in force to kill all of your Navy SEALs. They'll end up making a movie about it one day, how the Navy SEALs heroically all died in Mexican soil. Didn't sound like a good idea anymore, does it? Oh, but wait, there's more. I'm not even close to being done, because this is it's so stupid, and I hate that these politicians appeal to people who don't think about this. Let's talk about something else here, because this is what else you'll get. No, Jesse, we just need to invade. Okay? So we're invading a sovereign nation on our border, to say nothing of how the rest of the world would tariff us immediately when we are already on the verge of breaking like a twig economically. We'll set that aside. You want to invade Mexico. Okay? Let me ask you something very frank. And I really mean this. Is your intention to conquer Mexico and make it part of America? Do you know that you should have answered yes to that? Because if you want to invade Mexico and your desire is not to conquer it, I'm not even sure if we could do that, but if your desire is not to conquer it, you know that you've just signed us up for another 20-year war where thousands of Americans will die and we'll lose, right? You know we would lose that war. You know why we lost Afghanistan? We lost Afghanistan because our excellent troops on the ground were shafted by idiotic military leadership and insane rules of engagement that prevented them from doing the necessary things they needed done. And that was in a country full of goat herders that America doesn't care about. America, about half of which is already Mexican, America cares very deeply about Mexico. They are a friend. They are a trading partner. They are a place we have been to 1,000 times. So are you under the impression that you're going to set up a military base in a neighborhood and just bomb a couple cartel buildings and America will be okay as soon as a couple dead Mexican kids get pulled out of the rubble? You thought the rules of engagement were bad for Afghanistan. We would send our brave men and women down into Mexico, and we might as well send them down in with handcuffs and leg irons shackling them. The cartel, of course, would obey no such rules. Oh, and I thought maybe now would be a good time to mention, we, quote, fought the Taliban as much as our guys were allowed to for 20 years, at the end of which the Taliban took over the country in 15 minutes. The Taliban had virtually no resources whatsoever. The cartels have comms and weapons equal to the United States military, including tunneling capability. Has anybody thought this insanity through? I know it's great politics. We're going to invade Mexico and stop the cartels. It is the dumbest thing I have ever seen anyone campaign on in my entire life, Republican or Democrat. I feel better, Chris. I just had to get that off my chest. I feel better. You know what? You know what's going to make me feel better, Chris? Shooting you with my hero arrow. Now listen, Chris. You've been fighting back on this. You've been pushing back on this, understandably. Originally, of course, Chris wanted to do it for money. Then we decided we couldn't do that, so it would have to be for charity. And I was always against shooting Chris with the hero arrow because, yes, it's non-lethal, but it is a pepper gel that's going to stick to your face and have you sobbing like a baby. I since have come around on it, especially after that little screw-up you had in the show earlier. I think this is something we should try for charity, of course. But Chris aside, do you have your hero arrow yet? Your hero gun? Do you have both? Do you carry them on you? Non-lethal. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It will stop a very bad, very violent man, and it will save your life or the life of your loved one. Hero2020.com, code Jesse for a special discount. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yeah, we're going to get to some other things here. Did you know Australia must have really changed? Apparently there's beer with too much alcohol over there. But now, let's get back to some news because we have to do just some other stuff tonight anyway. I'm gonna stop with this. Just understand. Just send the military into Mexico to crush the cartels. That sounds awesome in a campaign ad. And when you look at the damage fentanyl has done in this country, it makes you stand up and cheer when you hear that. It's also insane, stupid. It would never happen, and we would lose. We would. Now, look, if you want to go on a war of conquest, then I'm all ears. Because you know that's what you'd have to do, right? If you want to pound that place with bombs until it's nothing but salsa-flavored dust, and then we go down and take over the nation, okay, then we can have that conversation. I would argue maybe you should consider how many millions of Mexicans, innocent people, that would murder along the way. But maybe you're okay with that. I'm not one of these people who thinks conquest in and of itself is always evil. Maybe that's what you want. If that's what you want, at least that is a realistic thing that could possibly happen. None of the rest of what they're proposing could possibly happen at all. They're pretending to be tough guys, pretending to crack down on drugs in some way that's more proactive, and they're going to get a bunch of our people killed while they do it. Securing the border, how about that? That's kind of a better thing. Securing the border, as much as this sucks, we have to work with, and sometimes we can force their hand, work with the Mexican government in order to do several things there. Try to find any portion of Mexican society that isn't corrupt and try to work with that. There are things we can do and should be doing. But this whole Lindsey Graham, and he's not the only one, it's nutso. And remember, one more look at that map. You see that map? Remember, we were pulling up the map earlier, the map of Mexico. Remember something. Men and equipment, they have to eat. Equipment drinks fuel, men eat food. They have to eat. Okay? So we can't just set up shop on the border of Texas and then just send them in. It doesn't work the way you want it to work. In Afghanistan, you know why it worked for a long time? Why we had so many successful missions there? We had huge bases over there. Huge, gigantic bases. Same with Iraq. They got Taco Bell in Iraq. That's how big and elaborate the bases were, because that's what it takes to support a sustained military campaign. Where are those bases going, America? Well, that's too far. You're going to have to get closer than that. So you see what I mean? It gets more complicated. Let's set all this stuff aside, and let's talk about life for a brief moment here, because I actually saw this in two different ways today. I saw one of my buddies who knows this drives me crazy sent a picture of this from social media, and then I saw this in the punditry world. The social media was my buddy sent me this picture of another guy we know. We're kind of close acquaintances with him. He was quitting his job today. Today was his last day on his job. He was quitting. He'd put in his 2 weeks' notice, and as he was walking out the door, this is a man, I'm going to stress, this is a man, 35 years old, wife and four kids, on the way out the door, he put up a long Facebook post about why he was totally thrilled to quit what he called working in hell. And then he went on to describe in several words why leaving that horrible company was such a great thing and it was a great day. That was one. In the punditry world, I saw somebody left another organization and, of course, couldn't just walk out the door, had to pen a long article about the whole thing and why they suck. We're just going to set politics aside because this applies to you, me, everybody. Again, America is so in need of a father. Listen, I understand when you leave your employer, you're probably mad. And guess what? Maybe your employer deserves it. Maybe your employer is a piece of trash. Maybe you should be mad at them. And this applies in your personal life too, by the way. I know when you break up with your girlfriend, that she was mean and she made out with your brother or whatever she did. I know you're mad and I know she's a bad person. I get it. Ladies, I know you're getting a divorce from your husband and he was terrible to you and he deserves to burn in hellfire. I'm sure he does. I get it. I'm not dismissing your concerns. But please hear me, America's daddy. Please hear me when I tell you, shut up about it. Don't put that stuff out there publicly, man. Keep that stuff quiet. Where in the world are these people and parents, more fathers? I blame you. Why are you not out there teaching people this? When you walk away from your employer, even if it was the Antichrist, if I was working for who's a company we hate more than anything? So who's the worst? Chris, what's the worst, most communist company in America today? Hershey's? Hershey's was in the news. Yeah. Hey, buy our trainee chocolate bars. Let's say I was Jesse Kelly's show, sponsored by Hershey's. It's not sponsored by Hershey's, but let's say if I actually worked out of Hershey's headquarters, and after I saw that ad and I was mad about it and I was disgusted and I said, I'm gone. This is my last day. And you know what? Because I hate Hershey's so much, I'm going to get on Facebook right now. I am leaving Hershey's because they're a bunch of demonic filth and I will never support this company and you should hate them and never buy their chocolate bars. Okay, boy, oof, that hurts. I have a big platform. I really got Hershey's with that, didn't I? That was quite a zinger. Guess whose resume is getting deleted from consideration for all other future employment? Mine. Because I left Hershey's and I was applying with Snickers. I don't know, maybe the same company, but I was applying with Snickers and I was applying with Twix and I was applying with whatchamacallit, which is underrated, by the way, but I was applying with whatchamacallit and I was a finalist to get in there as an employee with all those companies. And man, Jesse's impressive. And did you hear he's the menu whisperer? I've even heard he's a world famous author. And I was in the final stages of being hired. And you know what? All of them looked up that day. They looked and you know what they saw? They saw a potential problem. They saw what I'm going to say about them on my last day in their office. And I wish we had a paper shredder sound effect on the soundboard. If we did, I'd be playing it right now. They'd be taking my resume and it would be going, that's a paper shredder sound, putting it right through the shredder. I didn't hurt Hershey's one little bit. I killed myself. My own future employment prospects are now disappeared because I felt the need to vent on social media about it. And guess what? It applies in your personal life too. My girlfriend was stupid and had bad breath. I hate her. No one should date her. All your friends will get on there. Ladies, I see you do this too with your boyfriends, with the husband you're leaving. He was such a jerk and he didn't treat me right and he made out with my sister and you should never date Derek. And boy, I'll tell you what, you do. You got him. You got Derek. Good for you. And I know all your girlfriends hopped on there on Facebook. You go, Tina. Derek was a jerk. You deserve so much better. And they'll put the little motivational quotes up underneath, the little stupid motivational quotes that women put online whenever they get broken up with. I know all that felt really, really good. But guess who saw that? The next guy you were going to want to try to date. He looked at it. He saw it. And he said, oh, man, not worth the headache at all. And boop. That's why your text message got deleted when you sent it to him. I know that's difficult to hear because it feels so good when you're filled up with anger to just go both barrels on your ex or your ex-employer or whatever. It never hurts them as badly as it hurts you. You want to discuss that? You want to complain about Barbara and how badly she treated you? You can actually do that. Go meet a buddy down at the sports bar, Uber so you don't get in trouble, have a few beers, and tell your buddy that Barbara was the Antichrist. That's totally acceptable. Get it off your chest. Keep it private, though. Okay? All right. Now, Chris had an excellent question because of that Atlanta terrorist attack. Chris wanted to know, he did some looking into the backgrounds of these people. Why so many rich kids? Let's have a chat about that before we get to that. Let's get to your health. Now, why do you get blood work done? I get blood work done. Why do you get it done? So they can check the different levels in your blood and see, oh my, you're deficient in this. You have too much in that. Well, why are you deficient in things beyond the normal diseases and stuff like that? Because you're not eating them. You're not taking in the vitamins and minerals you need. Well, do you think your dog is different? Your dog very likely needs nutrition that he has never gotten in his life. Wrap your mind around that. because dog food is dead food. There's nothing in it. Why do dogs do so much better in every way when they take Rough Greens, which is all natural? Your dog's getting vitamins and minerals for the first time ever. Pour it on his food. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Try it and tell me you don't see a difference. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Here's Chuck Schumer.
It's an insult to every police officer who was on the scene that terrible, fearful day. It's an insult to the memory of every single person who perished in connection to the attack, especially to the memory of Brian Sicknick. Nonviolent? Ask the Sicknick family.
Chuck Schumer, the rest of the system, they're very, very angry that for the first time in 2 years, you get to see the other side of the story. Here was Tucker from last night.
Media accounts describe Sicknick as someone who was, quote, slain on January 6th. The video we reviewed proves that is a lie. Here is surveillance footage of Sicknick walking in the Capitol after he was supposedly murdered by the mob outside. By all appearances, Sicknick is healthy and vigorous. He's wearing a helmet, so it's hard to imagine he was killed by a head injury. Whatever happened to Brian Sicknick was very obviously not the result of violence he suffered at the entrance to the Capitol.
Everything they tell you is a lie. All right. Speaking of lying, I have to get this off my chest. And I know it's a stupid thing and it doesn't mean anything, but I think it might, maybe it'll help one person out there with their own self-image. I occasionally, because I like abusing myself, I do read CNN just to see what exactly the communist apparatchiks are putting out there that day. I find that to be helpful. And I saw this headline, the actor Hugh Jackman. He's the one who plays Wolverine and a bunch of other roles I don't care about. But he played Wolverine, which was really cool, by the way. And the headline was this: Hugh Jackman shares his bulking diet to become Wolverine. And I'm not going to do pop culture. Just hang with me for a second. I see this all the time, especially when it comes to superhero movies or if your guy's going to play a boxer. This, whatever her dime is, Chris, who's some dime that's out there now? I don't watch movies that much anymore. Salma Hayek, is she still in movies? She was a dime when I was a kid. Salma Hayek, let's just pretend. Salma Hayek, she reveals the workouts she used in order to become Catwoman. I don't think she was ever Catwoman. And then you get this one. Hugh Jackman reveals his diet, how he became Wolverine. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not dismissing the fact that Salma Hayek probably had some special diet for whenever she needed to play some hot chick. I have no doubt that Hugh Jackman, who is known as a workout guy, worked out very hard and ate and didn't eat specific things so he could look like a Greek god in the new Wolverine movie. Hugh Jackman is 54 years old. The picture they have here, he has muscle veins in his abs. Young ladies, I'm mainly talking to you. Fellas, this will apply to you a little bit because I know we can get self-conscious too, but young ladies, I'm really talking to you. Please understand that all these people are doing illegal drugs in order to achieve this kind of physique, all of them. You don't go from being even a ripped or pretty in shape dude and in 6 months at 54, look like you could bench press the Empire State Building. Ladies, I know that you're looking at that actress and you think, she's so perfect. If I could just look like that, I need to do more squats so my butt looks good. Oh, yep, she did plenty of squats, ladies. I have no doubt about that. She also went over to Germany and went in some advanced HGH program where they put a bunch of chemicals in her body that will turn her into Aphrodite in the course of 3 months. Please understand that these actors and actresses you see, ladies, again, I'm talking to you, especially young girls today who are under so much pressure because of all the Instagram models and actresses. None of what you see is real. You've heard me say that 1,000 times about the media and everything else. Speaking of the media, I work with all these people or I run into them at various events and we'll go have big group dinners. All those dimes you see on Fox News and everywhere else, I've met all of them in person. I've sat down and broke bread with all of them. And there's no doubt many of them are very pretty. I'm not putting that down. They don't look like that when they're not on camera, having gone under the special lighting that they take months to work on, the professional stylist making sure her hair is perfect, a makeup artist who's been doing makeup for 97 years. None of what you see is real, all right? This is all fake. None of it's real. Stop putting pressure on yourself to look like something you're not, all right? Former congressional candidate Jesse. You know what? That's not nice. I did lose two congressional runs. On Tuesday, my wife and I went to our local GOP precinct meeting. Three things happened. One, I met a pastor who's an open anti-communist and preaches as such. I found a new church. Two, got to hear my county representative speak for the first time. He's an idiot. Three, I was elected as a delegate to represent our precinct at our county and state GOP conventions. In a district that is 70% registered Republicans, only 18 people showed up at this meeting. I'm certain that I will be the first anti-communist delegate. He says Semper Fi, Pink Flower. That's not nice. Chris, pull up that Mitch McConnell cut again, please, from earlier. Mitch McConnell got up earlier today. I'm sure you've heard it by now. I know you've heard it on this show. And he spoke about Fox News, Tucker Carlson, finally showing you the other half of January 6th. And this is what he had to say.
Clearly, the chief of the Capitol Police, in my view, correctly describes what most of us witnessed firsthand on January 6th. So that's my reaction to it. It was a mistake, in my view, for Fox News to depict this.
We got it, Chris. How does that happen? How's Mitch McConnell still there? Jesse, we need to get rid of Mitch McConnell. This guy showed up in his blood red precinct, 70% Republicans, 18 people even bothered to get involved. 20%. That's how many of us vote in primaries. 20%. Mitch McConnell knows that he can spit in your face 1,000 times, then raise a bunch of money, run some campaign ads, sounding tough on the border and things like that next time he's up for re-election. And every dullard who goes out to vote in the primary, well, I did see him on the news, and they'll go vote for him again. Until we start making these people pay at the ballot box, nothing ever changes. All right, we still have another hour. Senator Cucumber is in the news. But before we get to Senator Cucumber, we're going to do a little experiment about that Atlanta attack, the terrorist attack, all those Antifa people. Chris did some digging. I think you might find this a little bit interesting. Before we get to that, you might want to practice with the weapon. I don't think anything's going to happen to you. At least I hope it doesn't. But how do we know, right? I carry this weapon. I'm looking at my Glock 19. It's sitting 2 feet away from me. It'll go right back in my waistband the second I get up here and leave. And I hope I never have to use this. But honestly, I might be, how much do we have left in the show? An hour? I'm going to walk out of here in an hour. I might be an hour away from using it. How do I know who I'm going to run into in the parking lot? Am I ready? I am ready because I practice. It's the only reason I'm ready. Mantis X allows you to practice in your home without firing a shot. It's what the professionals use for a reason. You get feedback. They put you through drills. No matter your proficiency, whether you've never shot or you've been shooting for 30 years, it will get you better. Go to MantisX.com and get yours today. MantisX.com. Hang on.